I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of the radio show. Thank you so much for joining us every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. We love to have you. And it is just awesome privilege that I have to host this show and bring to you all of the resources that we have available in our community right here at our fingertips. I love sharing the success stories. It inspires me so much, and I hope that it inspires you and encourages you to go for your dreams. And if you're just tuning in for the first time and you're kind of curious about I've Decided and what we're all about, well, essentially, we are your home for success and transformation. Whatever it is that you want to do, I've Decided can help you go along with you and help you achieve success and go after those goals and dreams of yours. We have about 50 local businesses who are a part of our I've Decided organization. We like to deem them as community difference makers. Those are businesses in your community who truly care about you, who really care about your success, care about our community, and they want to be contributors and give back. And they do that through I've Decided. We especially want to give a shout out to Junction City. Junction City is our new presenting sponsor. We're so thankful for their partnership and support. And just if you haven't been out there to check out what they're doing in that shopping center, lots of great stuff going on out there. And Alexis Kazam and his family that are owners of Junction City just do so much in our community. And just that whole Shop Small is just a great, great, great opportunity for you to give back to your community as well. So one, we have a business member on our show that shares their resources and encourages us. And then sometimes we have success stories. And those success stories are inspiring and encourage us to go for our dreams. Well, today, I think we have both. I think we have a success story, an amazing success story with my guest, Miss Mona Debshaw. Hi, Mona.
Hi, Kim. Hi, everyone.
Welcome to the show.
I'm Mona Debshaw. I'm originally from the Philippines, but I married a guy who's American, so I end up here.
Awesome.
I have two boys, and they are 7 and 9. And I stay home mom, and I do home-based business.
That's right. So you own a business, and you're a business member of I've Decided, and you have a success story.
Yes.
And so you are going to share that with our listeners today. You have shared it with me, and I was so impressed, Mona, of your story that I said, we have to get you on I've Decided Radio so that you can share this story with our listeners because it's so inspiring. So as you said, you were raised in the Philippines.
Yes.
Share a little bit about what it was like growing up in the Philippines.
Oh, we are 6 in the family. My mom and dad are really just poor and not so much education and raising 6 kids. And when I was 9, my dad died. So my mom raising 6 kids of her own. Oh. Yeah, I mean, yeah, she did that. I don't know how she did it, but she did. Basically, she have a home business also, and cooking for neighborhood and just feed us, completely just feed us. And she keep on telling us, just go to school and get a graduate, even high school, you can get life get better.
Right. So your mom raised 6 kids single-handedly after your dad passed away.
Yes.
And what was your home life like?
Oh, it's everybody have have a responsibility, each one of us. Each one of us, beginning in the morning, my mom, when she gets up, she just tells us, when you get up early, you get better ahead. So that's always motivate us. But it's just, you know, when she started doing things, she showed us the responsibility. It's, life isn't easy. You have to work hard. You have to go to school to get ahead.
So get up early.
Yes.
That's one of the first lessons you learned from your mom. Get up early. You know, there's something to be said about that, because I apply that rule to my life. And I can tell you that there was a time where I didn't get up early and a time now that I do get up early. And getting up early, I think, is a part of being successful. Do you wake up early on a regular basis now, Mona?
I don't know. I mean, when I started, of course, as a young kid and really poor, all you have to do is whatever mom said. I mean, we seen my mom work so hard, and she told us, if you just keep going and have faith and don't step on somebody else's toes, you know, just work hard. And first thing in the morning, you have to, of course, praise God. But after that, you just, you know, keep going.
And work. So you got up early in the morning. So you actually had chores before you went to school?
Yes.
Well, what were some of those chores?
And get this, my boys experienced this like a month ago, because we went home to the Philippines. Pump in the water, deep well, and get that bucket inside. We don't have
running
like a bathroom.
Water.
We don't have running water.
Yeah, that's so. You took your boys back to the Philippines,
yes,
and they had to experience
I do have bathroom and everything now, but I want them to experience what I experienced when I was a kid.
Right.
So they did.
So in the morning before school, you had to pump the water.
Yes,
just
and
to go to
bring
the
it to our house, because it's a public. It's not ours.
You have to bring the water to your house.
Yes.
And this is when you were, how old were you?
I was eight.
8 years
nine,
old.
Yeah,
eight,
because
9 years old.
Yeah, then older siblings help, but still, you have your own.
I can't imagine most of the 8 and 9 year olds in our country pumping their own water. It cracks, it's not funny, but it is funny, because it's just amazing how spoiled we can be when we compare. You're probably like, these people are so spoiled.
When I got home, my husband teased my kids, boys, because I told them, get in the shower, boys, pump your water.
They were probably ready to
it's
get
like,
back.
Dad, what?
So pumping your water. So that was one of your chores that you had to do. Was there anything else that you had to do before school?
Make some breakfast.
Make breakfast, because mm-hmm. there are six of you.
Yes. I normally assign with the just rice, making cook rice, because that's easiest. Then my mom cook. Then my brother gets some more water for us to wash dishes and all that.
Oh, wow. So cook the rice and pump the water. And then and you went to school.
Yes. And get this, we don't have electricity.
No electricity. I always say I'm so thankful that I was born in the era of electricity. But it just amazes me still that people don't have electricity to this day. I mean, there's still people without electricity, but you grew up without electricity.
Yes.
So when did, how old, just out of curiosity, how old were you when you got electricity?
I was fourth grade, because my oldest sister got a job after high school. So she had a little money to help my mom. Older siblings help. Then yes. We have electricity.
And then, so you go to school, you graduate from high school. And then what you shared with me is that you got a job like your older siblings, and then you guys start helping your mom.
Yes, we do. It seems like every, each one of us in the family, we have our turns. After the older, then the second, they also get married. They have their own family. Then the second from the oldest, then the third, then I'm the youngest. Even though they're helping my mom, we never get our own land. So that's my project when I started working outside the country in Taiwan. I had the opportunity to work outside the country in Taiwan, who is electronic company because that's what I do in the Philippines. So I had a chance to go there and work. And for 3 years without going home, I saved my money and bought my mom a house and built a small house.
So you worked for 3 years to buy your mom her own home.
And also I send money every month too.
You still send money to her every month. Wow. So you did that for 3 years. I mean, this story is incredible. And I hope you're listening. And if you are, you just a reminder, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. And my guest today is one of our awesome business members, a community-wide difference maker, Mona Debshaw. She owns her own in-home business. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. But more importantly, just as her life success story and her journey from the Philippines to America. And how you grew up, like you were saying, with no running water.
No electricity.
No electricity. Chores before school. Yes. Work after school.
Yes.
So when you got home from after school, what kind of chores did you have?
Because my mom made a restaurant, but it's a small. So we make, there's a lot of sorry story. If there's Filipino listening, they know that. What is sorry story? It's like a retail store, but my mama's making food for neighborhood, so we cut vegetables for the following day.
So you prepare the food that your mom's making to sell,
yes,
to earn a living,
yes,
so that she could feed you guys, six of you on her own. It's amazing. Such an amazing story. I got chills. Okay, so fast forward, you said you got a job outside of the country.
Yes, that was in Taiwan.
For 3 years. And then, okay, so where does this story begin where you start to move from to America?
Oh, I married an American guy from here. One of my brother-in-law's co-worker in Air National Guard. So we started email. There's no FaceTime back then.
Back then, right.
It took us 3 years before really decided to meet because I was in the position that I enjoy working and I make a living and taking care of the family. So not really looking for relationship. It's just, of course, I pray that someday I'm going to have a family. And I envision American guy because I love babies, American babies. I don't know if this, but
so maybe that was like God's desire in your heart, though, because you just, you know, you didn't know it at the time, but God knew who He had in store for you. So maybe He placed that desire for American man in your life because that's what He knew was gonna. He was gonna. You know, you never know.
Yeah, because I did not know that He just, you know, become. You know, we not. Even serious talking is just being friendly. And then I was committed talking to him through email and phone. He called me, I called him because it's cheaper also calling from Taiwan here.
I see. So you met your husband.
Yes.
Your future husband.
Yes.
And then you guys got married. And he's a military guy.
Yes.
And so now, did you move straight to Peoria?
Yes, I did, but that was, I don't know if a lot of people maybe hear this 90-day fiancé. So I came here as 90-day fiancé. So we managed to, of course, come in here and get married. And now we got two boys, 13 years.
I was going to say, how long ago was that?
13
years ago, you married your husband?
Yes.
So you've been married for 13 years. And you have two boys?
Yes.
And they are how old?
7 and 9.
Aw, that is so awesome. And you guys just got back from the Philippines.
Yes.
You're on a trip.
Yes.
So what did your boys, what was the biggest value lesson? How did they, I'm sure you guys just had a blast.
Yes,
we
did.
What all did you get to do?
When I got home that night, and everybody, of course, we got home. Then before they sleep, we always tend to, pray. Then after that, I asked them what is, you know, unforgettable what they did in the Philippines. Of course, the family, their aunts and uncle, and the rest of cousins. So they have a fun. They're talking about fun. But I said, did you notice how easy is your life here? You got a nice bed, big house, and running water, electricity. You have friends there because they have, of course, that's 5 weeks. We have neighbors, still people that don't have that. You right. know, they've seen it. In fact, one of my oldest said that to me, can we help him? I go, we can't help everybody, but I'm sure you can.
In some way.
Some way.
So isn't yeah. it awesome that your kids got to see? I wish all of us adults, I mean, could really witness and experience what that would be like. We get so spoiled to what we have available to us here in America.
Right. That's what I told them that night. Don't take it for granted what we have here.
Yeah. Wow. You're an awesome mom. That is so cool. Mona, I love your story. Your son, and I wish you guys could see her. When I say dynamite comes in small packages, I'm telling you, dynamite comes in small packages. You are a firecracker, lots of energy. But now, well, let's talk a little bit about your success here in America and your business and your home business and what you do for a living here and where you get some of that energy from.
Yeah. When I got here, of course, become a CNA, working in a nursing home. But when I started to having kids, although I would like to go back to work, but it's not that I don't want to. I really want to, but two boys and having with babysitters, so it's not making a lot.
I think being a stay-at-home mom is considered a full-time job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that too.
Maybe not where you come from because you're used to working so hard all those hours from daylight and till dark. But here in America where we have it nicely.
And that's what I've seen.
Yeah, taking care of a family is a full-time job. So do not sell yourself short. That is hard work. And we are blessed here to have the opportunity for so many moms to be able to choose that full-time job of raising their children. Because, you know, if you choose to work outside of your home full-time, well, then you're having to put your kids in daycare. So now they're spending 40 hours a week with someone else.
Yeah.
You know, you're just, it depends. There's no right or wrong, but you wanted to stay at home and work full-time raising your boys.
One of my dream stay-home mom, because my mom never stay because she needs to feed us. So that's one thing that I wanted to give my kids, because every time I do achievement school or meetings, I don't have mom.
She couldn't come because she was working.
She needs to feed us. Aww, that's more important than being present.
You have to eat, but that was your motivation for wanting to stay home with your boys, which is a great motivation, totally understandable. So you found, so you're working outside the home, but when your boys were born, you wanted to stay home with them.
Yes.
And you needed to earn extra income then?
Yes, I found this, my healthy beverages, I would say, because it's easy for me as a mom, you know, coffee and tea. Everybody drinks coffee and tea. Or not, if water, we have mixed with water also. So this is, we have coffee for people wanted to lose weight, people have migraines, people having just mood swings, so we have that, and tea, which is targeted of have diabetes or sugar problem, and we have mixed juice, water, Defend, which is immune booster that will help. I have a really, really success stories for that. I have 7-year-old who have VSD, ventricular septal defect.
Okay.
Normally around fall or early spring, he gets sick a lot. But this Defend, he just mix it with water. And even his cardiologist noticed for 2 years now, no hospitalization, no antibiotics, never gets sick.
It just built his immune system.
Yes, built his immune.
Your business is Javita.
Yes, Javita. That's a line of beverage and healthy beverage. It's a it's we would like to say that it's hidden the herbs there. There is not just regular coffee. There's herbs that help your body, help your mind. So that's pretty much I like, because everybody is easy to just grab coffee, but this coffee is different kind.
And it tastes delicious. I've had it.
Yes,
so you'll try it. So if you're a coffee drinker, then why not choose a coffee that has added benefits?
Yes. You're drinking anyway, so.
Or tea.
Yes.
You're drinking tea anyway.
Right.
So why not drink a tea with added benefits?
Yes, with herbs.
So how did you find this business?
I have a friend. It just the time that I wanted to get a part-time job, because they're getting all, the boys are, you know, they're in grade school, so I have a little time. But I was thinking also, even if I will work, I can't be presently right away, school activities and other stuff that they are doing. So this is very good for me, and the fact is, it really worked. The product really worked. You see my energy, so that's from Travita. And a lot of my friends, that's why they stick to it. And people won't stop drinking coffee, won't stop drinking tea, and mix it with water. So it's really, really for me in a business side and healthy side. So it's easy at the same time. It's so convenient. You can bring it everywhere.
Because it comes in little packets.
Yes, it's a little
now,
stick.
Now, how would someone, if someone's listening and they want to get in touch with you or learn more about this coffee, what's the best way for them to reach out to you? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can call me. My number is 309-363-0516. Or you can go on my website, www.myjavita/smmyworld05.
Say that one more time.
www.myjavita/smmyworld05.
Okay, awesome. And or you can go to
I've decided.
And click on resources. And you'll probably find Mona under a couple of places with wellness or healthy living. And it's Javita, J-A-V-I-T-A. And you can get her information there, too. But, you know, the thing that I love about our organization and about all of our businesses is the support, you know, like helping each other, encouraging each other, and encouraging each other's success.
Yes, it's a family.
It's family. And so that's what we want to spread throughout the community, is to encourage you guys, you listeners, to support these local businesses. Support the people in our community that are giving back, that are contributors, that are making a difference. You know, you can go buy your coffee at the local grocery store, but that doesn't really make an impact.
And it's only a buck.
Your coffee.
Yes, a buck.
A buck. So you pay a buck for a cup of coffee versus driving through a drive-thru paying $4 or $5
yes,
for a coffee.
Yes, and this is healthy with benefits in it.
Healthy with benefits for yourself, but also with benefits to you and your success.
Yes.
So when someone buys coffee from you, they're really helping you and your family.
Exactly.
They're giving you the opportunity to stay home with your boys.
Yes.
And that's something that's special to you, because you didn't have that opportunity. Your mom had to work so hard.
Yes.
And you didn't have a mom that could come and watch you in your games and things or whatever you were involved in school.
Exactly. Never. She never experienced that.
So that's the difference. You know, that's, I think if we all looked at it like that, where we make a difference when we spend money with our friend, or we spend money with someone that we know, we can see,
right,
you know, the results of where we spend our money, versus when we just walk through a big store and pick up something off the shelf. Who are we helping?
Yes.
You know, I love the fact that we can help someone like you, Mona, who's worked so hard to get where you are. And let's not forget your husband, who's in the military.
Yes.
So how's that? Is he's full-time. He's active duty.
He is.
And are you guys stationed here?
Yes, in Peoria Air National Guard.
How often does he have to
Every day he's work.
I know, but how often does he get deployed?
Or? Yes, he just got back from Hungary. He stayed there for 2 weeks before that vacation. And prior to that last, the whole winter, 4 months, he was gone.
4 months?
Yes.
So it would be very difficult for you to work outside of your home.
Absolutely.
When your husband is deployed. Yeah. For the military for 4 months.
Yes. Juggle things for 4 months by myself. Sure. With two boys.
But you got your high energy coffee.
Yes.
And tea to help with that, right?
Yes, never get sick.
I know, I love it. So Cher, you know, it's amazing how when you put yourself out there and you really reach for the stars and you dream big, anything is possible. I love how we met. You ended up coming to our conference. That's how we met. Share a
yes,
little bit about
I
that.
Yes, I heard your, I mean, the conference is just like a week away. The first or the second conference you have. Then I heard in radio, I'm always interested of learning, especially the community. Then I told my husband, I have to attend this. It's only like $69 that time. Yeah, it was.
That was probably like our first conference, Mon.
Oh,
was that
probably.
Our very first one? Now we're about to have our fourth annual motivational conference.
Yeah, you guys should attend this conference. Oh, it changed everything. Perspective, the way how you look at things. This I've decided community is just, it's helping you whatever you wanted to be.
And so you and I met.
Yes.
And we became fast friends.
Yeah.
And fast forward, you joined I've Decided, became a business member of I've Decided and a resource to our community.
I got family.
I'm so thankful that we've met, Mona, and I'm thankful that you were willing to come on the show and share your story, because I think it's going to inspire some people. I think if someone hears your story, that journey, that life journey from working so hard when you were a young child and growing up and ending up so successful, you know, you could have used that as, so many people could use that as an excuse.
Yes. My husband and I were talking about just recently the half-day conference with our speaker.
Yes, Stephen.
Yes. He said, wow. I go, yeah, wow. Right. What's your excuses, you know?
Right, exactly.
Oh, what's my God.
What's your excuses? You know, we all could have an excuse. If we sit around long enough, we could find a good excuse. But no more excuses, right?
Yes.
No more excuses. Stick that stake in the ground. What is it that you want to do? Like Mona, she knew that she had to work hard, right?
Yes.
And you knew that you wanted to buy your mom a home. You had motivation
Absolutely.
For that.
Absolutely. There's a lot of sacrifice that too.
And that's what it takes. Hard work, sacrifice, knowing your why.
Yes.
Know, having a good why.
Right.
To what it is that you want to do and reminding yourself of that. And sticking it with it.
Yeah, and be blessed that you're alive and complete. It's not, a lot of people strive so hard, they don't have even feet. They don't have even hands, so.
Thankful for what you do have.
Yes.
And no excuses. And again, I would love for you to reach out to Mona. She loves meeting new people, don't you?
I do.
You never meet a stranger.
You know.
I love it. Because remember, we were just, we had one of our BYOB, our Build Your Own Business, B2B
yes.
networking, and it was at District 150.
Yes.
And you actually just walked right up to our superintendent. And met her and got her signed up to drink your tea.
Drink the coffee.
Our
I didn't
coffee.
Mean the tea,
the
sorry.
The tea. I love it. So if you're interested in learning more about Mona's business, Javita, or if you're a coffee or tea drinker, and would love to incorporate a healthier version of coffee or tea into your life for only $1 a cup.
Yes.
$1 a cup versus goodness knows what we're spending on coffee when
Absolutely.
We drive through. Check her out. You can go to ivedecided.org. Click on resources. You can find all of our resources there, but you'll find Javita, J-A-V-I-T-A, and Mona, and you can click on her resource and get connected with her and learn more about her and what she does. And thank you all so much for coming out to our half-day motivational conference last Saturday. It was amazing success. And we are getting ready to kick off 2018 with our fourth annual motivational conference on January 20th. So be sure to put that on your calendar. Yeah. Mona, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Kim. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, it's awesome. So excited to have you here. All right, gang. Thank you for tuning in to I've Decided Radio today. Have a rest of a good Sunday, and I'll look forward to being with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?